Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
You heard the man. Get involved. That's right. Get engaged. Get involved. Get informed. Get informed first, though, because I don't want you making noise when you don't have a clue as to what's going on. Like I say, you make the rest of us look like fools or more foolish. I don't know. Anyway, Joe Messina here. Joe Messina Show. I mean, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Join the chat room. Read some of the great stories that have been posted up there and, you know, press like or what have you. Also, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a way to get in on the conversation. Chat room up on the website allows you to converse with people that are a tad smarter than I am. Maybe a whole bunch smarter than I am. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. Anyway, always appreciate your time. All right, so tonight, or in the first hour, I should say, this is an interesting thing happened to me today. I was asked to speak at a pregnancy center here in California. And the pregnancy centers across the country are under attack. But specifically here in California. Because some of the Dem legislators, so bent on abortion, so bent on making sure that, you know, a child doesn't have a chance, if you would, that they want to pass a law, for all intents and purposes, to shut these places down. Because they truly believe that what they're doing is they're selling lies. They're telling people that, you know, these are pro-life centers, by the way, that, you know, they come there to get an abortion, they find out they can't get them. But what they don't tell you, what the legislators aren't saying is the reality is they don't do deceptive advertising. They don't do these pregnancy centers don't have any inkling that you might be able to get an abortion there. You come and get checked. They do a sonogram or whatever it's called to make sure you are pregnant because some people have false signs of pregnancy. And then you decide what you want to do. They don't tie you down for 8.5 months or 9 months. They don't whisk you away to some secret location so nobody knows where you're at so you can have the baby and nobody can bother you. At least that's the way they make it sound, for real. And again, it's the spreading of the lies that bothers me. If you have a fight with somebody, if you're going up against an opponent, how about you do that in such a fashion where tell the truth. If you've got the right stuff, if you've got the right information, if you got what the people want, they're going to vote for you. Why lie? Some of these legislators haven't even visited these places. They know nothing about them, and yet they're spewing negativity towards them. As I said, just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I've got Abby Johnson is going to join me right after the break. Now, I've had Abby on the show several times. She is the founder of and Then There Were None. It's a pro-love ministry. She'll tell you about it when she comes on. But she has an annual pro-life women's conference, the only conference in the country specifically for pro-life women. And it's interesting that now our conversations have gone from adoption, jumped a shark on right to abortion. Why is adoption a bad thing? I don't understand what is it that made us make that jump that has people believing that is the only option. You know, I said it today and I'll say it again. You cannot be pro-choice and only push abortion. That is a lie. It's impossible. It is impossible for you to tell somebody that they have a choice to have an abortion or have an abortion. Because that's what you're telling them. True pro-choice would say, here are your options. You can have an abortion because this thing is going to ruin your life. Or you can go for adoption, have the baby, give the baby, because your life isn't ready for a baby right now, give the baby to a wonderful home, loving parents will take care of this. Or option number three, have the child with the support of those around you. The support of a pregnancy center. It's a big difference here. But that's not what the pro-choice people are giving you.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to for no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. In all seriousness. That's right. And always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me here on the air, in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. So, you know, if you get informed, we've had this, come on, we've had this discussion a million times, right? So if you get informed and you engage, man, you will tear them up. They won't know what to do with you. No question about it. 855 Real Joe, 855, like I said, 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to JoeMessina.com. I know, getting all the stuff out of the way. Head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. A lot you can do up there. A lot going on. Brad Dink is going to join me in the next hour. You got to love Brad. This man, I mean, I'm telling you what. When it comes to the law, I'll tell you what's going on across the country with teachers, kids, students, parents. There's a lot happening. And there's a lot of these schools, a lot of these, I'm not going to say, not all schools, not all school districts are trying to keep you quiet. They're trying to take your voice away, you parents. Now, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that don't want to hear from you because you're nothing but a pain to them. You're a problem. There's also a lot out there, too, that do want you involved. They do want you. They just don't want you to be crazy when you show up at these board meetings. You're not new. It happens all over the place. You know? So when you go there, I've had this discussion with you before. I'm going to keep having it. Right? When you go there, you really, really, really have to have your facts together. Find out what's going on. Right? And lay out your facts. Don't call them all. I'm only going through this because I saw it happen again last week. When you get up there and you start calling them names, it's over. They're not listening to you anymore. You're done. So don't do it. You know, bring the information you need on the issue. Don't take on 15 issues. One issue. It's all you need. Right? Anyway, that easy. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, they do. They go after themselves. They will eat their own. You know, they're right now. They're going after, you know, the Arizona Senator Sinema because they think she's nuts. Remember, you know, they go after our people as well on a regular basis. They go after Republicans on a regular basis. They're all nuts for wanting to protect your kids. Now, Republicans and Democrats together in Arizona found themselves on the same team this week. They reported that Kristen Sinema of Arizona, she's formulated a path to victory for potential independent re-election bid that would involve her basically swiping enough votes from each of the party's candidates to come out on top. You know, she caucuses with the Democrats. So why she thinks that just because she has an I in front of her name for independent, that everything's going to come out okay. Now, NBC News is reporting, or has reported as of Monday, Sinema was a Democrat. Some of you already know that. Her team has been putting together a campaign to do, you know, they're going to be pitching donors. They're going to be pitching potential supporters that she does have a chance to win. Now, here's what I think is really funny. They put out a two-page document. Raise your hand. Would you read a two-page document that came in from somebody who was running for office? It's not like they're giving you the report on where your water's at, right? Or what's going on, the crime rate in your city. Now, she's going to tell you about all the wonderful, how wonderful she is, all the wonderful things that she's done. Now, as always happens in election year, right, these people take on a whole different persona. Now, she looks a lot different. Now, Carrie Lake even said, election year Sinema looks a lot different than the real Sinema. And again, what they speak of, what they lay out, what they talk about on a regular basis, during, like, the closer we get to the election or primaries, you listen to them. Listen to what they say. Lake went on to say, the you know, she's likely to jump in on the Senate race. She added that cinnamon is a rubber stamp for Joe Biden's disastrous policy. Arizona's been left on the brink of destruction, and Arizonans will not send someone with a record of voting with Biden almost 100% of the time. You know, these people have said over the years, right, that they're not, I'm not just a Democrat. I'm not, we see it on the Republican side, too. You know, that they don't walk lockstep with their parties. So, Rick Gorka, spokesman for the Pinal County Sheriff, Mark Lamb. Now, he's the only major Republican in the race so far. Told a local news source that Sinema and her team are delusional and need to spend more time in the clean air of Arizona. Get out of D.C. if they even think they have a pathway to victory. And like I said, I was just telling somebody this today. I used to go back to D.C. once or twice a year. You know, seriously. It's like getting in the space shuttle and going to a different planet. They don't have the same economic problems. Think about it. They don't have the same economic problems that we have across the country. They're not having the same issues with, you know, wanting to build or in building in retail businesses. You can't get a reservation to have dinner. Go ahead and try. Well, you can get one if you want to eat 11 o'clock at night. Look, she's been a failure. She's let Arizonans down. They've paid the price. The border's a mess. She hasn't opened her mouth. New York's receiving more funding to deal with illegal immigrants than Arizona is. Figure that one out. Show me senior host. Be back in a minute.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill. After week three of this year's NFL schedule, it's a little bit too early to know who's going to be playing football at the Super Bowl in February, but we do know for certain who's going to be on stage for the halftime show. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher will headline the Super Bowl 58 halftime show at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on February 11th, 2024. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host.
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, people. Listen, really, get informed. Once you get informed and you step out and you have these conversations with people, you do well. Seriously. All right. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. And right now, the credit card company's coming after him. Oh, they're not claiming he did anything wrong. They're just claiming because of his, you know, because of the way he does business, because of what he believes, basically, they're no longer going to allow him to use credit cards, to take credit cards. Just amazing. But head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Pillows, blankets, pillowcases, sheets, towels, any slippers. Seriously, head over there. Help the guy out. It helps me out too, but help him out. Because really, honestly, they're coming after you and me. By going after people like Mike Lindell, who has money, right? Going after Trump. I mean, how far are we away from them trying to take his ability to charge credit cards at his hotels? I wonder. And don't think it wouldn't happen. Wouldn't, won't, whatever. You know, what's really funny, too, now is saw some polls recently here that Trump now is gaining with the Hispanic community. You know, we all thought that, you know, that's not going to happen. But it's not true. So President Trump is gaining momentum among Hispanic voters. That's according to a recent Univision poll. It claims to be the largest Hispanic bipartisan primarily public polling of the 2024 election cycle so far. Now, Hispanic Republicans, or among Hispanic Republicans, Trump maintains a strong lead with over, it looks like 50% responding, said that they would vote for him in a GOP primary. Now, meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis follows in second place with 12%. And pharmaceutical businessman Vivek, he trails behind at 9%. Not surprising.
Now, despite four federal indictments, Trump is dominating among Hispanic voters because he sees them for what they are. He's at 36%, 4-point increase from when he left office in January. So he's actually rising in popularity among the Hispanic community. Now, overall, the poll garnered about 1,400 registered voters and 760 Republican respondents. It is one of, so far this year, it's one of the largest samples of Hispanic voters so far in this election cycle. So, again, when you hear he's not popular in the black community, Hispanic community, nobody likes him, and it's just them. They are trying to make him look so bad. They don't want him in. I mean, this time, I tell you what, I'd lose all respect for the man. I'd be done with him in totality if he doesn't drain the swamp this time around. I don't care what he has to do. You know, big mistake he made, listening to Chris Christie and others last time around. Putting the wrong people in these positions. I mean, putting old-time D.C. people back in these positions. I mean, think about it. He needs, this time, he needs to go drain, not just drain the swamp, but he needs to get an AG in there that will actively go after those who broke the law, not just coming after him, but coming after others. We are so far from where our founding fathers wanted us. We are, as some of the attorneys say, so far afield of truly what they wanted us, what they wanted this country to be like. And some of you who listen to me on the left, we're not talking about a country of slaves because it's not what our founding fathers wanted. Do your own homework. Find out truly what they wanted. This first-of-its-kind national poll, it shows you that the wants and the needs of the Hispanic community, particularly in when you look at the Republican primary Hispanic voters, which many have switched over to. They're starting to realize that their values, we are fighting for their value system, not the Democrats. When you're talking about family, God, country, why they came here to begin with, although the 7 million that came over while Joe Biden's been in office, I'm not so sure. I think the vast majority of them are not here seeking asylum, but that's a story for another day. Now, if you really want to look at the poll, really want to think about it, here's an opportunity to understand how complex, how varied it is, even within the Hispanic community. So they're not just, you know, they're starting to wake up. They're starting to see who truly is on their side, right? I mean, anyway, it says, according to the poll, if the presidential election were held today, and Trump, 58% of Hispanics would vote for Biden, while 31% would vote for Trump. Now, I'd like to know, in that poll, why they would pick Biden over Trump. But just out of curiosity. Now, Trump maintains a popularity with the Hispanic Republicans. The broader base, yeah, they've shifted a little bit. But he needs to pull more over. Anyway, it's just amazing again. And part of the worries with, you know, when they talk to some of these people, not in particular this particular poll, but in others, some of the day-to-day dollars. They're worried about health care being taken away. They're worried about not being able to, you know, afford housing. And the funny thing about this is they could be for. Right? And when it comes to the border, many, many Hispanics are frustrated because so many have come over, not just Hispanics, but the border is so loose. I mean, the Republicans are more trusted to secure the border than the Democrats are. Which is why when it comes to voting, you sit there and say, okay, so then why do you go in the other direction? Right? Now, right now, in other polls, like Washington Post, ABC, found that in a presidential election between Trump and Biden, Trump's got Biden by 10 points so far. Talk about the economy, the Mexican border, right? His approval rating still tanking, Biden. I mean, he's down to 36%. He's got 36% approval rating. 36%. I mean, you'd have to ask. I'd love to get some of these people in the room and say, okay, why? What about him gets you excited? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, there's polls out everywhere right now. Now, remember, I don't really believe in polls. They're a snapshot in time of where people are at, what they're irritated about. If gas, right now, gas in California is up at, I think it's like $7 a gallon, or just under $7. So if you ask some of those people that are, you know, scrounging pennies to put gas in the car to get to work, you may find out that Biden, they're not so happy with Biden. But if all of a sudden people get these stimulus checks in July and August of next year, you watch what happens. Anyway. However, a new poll out I can't wrap my mind around this totally. But when you look at the whole thing, for those in the Silicon Valley, they have put together some information. They've got an AI poll. This stuff makes me nuts. And with the AI, God, I'll never get used to this. What they do, what it does, is it'll start going out. It'll start looking at profiles. Who's saying what? Yeah, that's right. They're looking at what you're saying. We've already known this, so nothing new. Look at what you're tweeting or Xing or whatever it's called. And it pulls back results and say, if the election was held today, if this was happening today, if this was going on, based on information that's active on the internet, so-and-so would win. But right now, what they're looking at is what companies... I know this thing is so convoluted, right? What people are really worried about. Number one, losing their jobs. I don't blame them. Look at what's happening. Look at the economy. Look how hard it is for them to fill their tanks. I'd be worried about my job, too. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McNeil, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're making noise. That's always good. In all sincerity, it's good. You need to make noise. We need to let them know we're paying attention. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's given us the ability to make some money here. I know it doesn't happen that often. But if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%, depending on the product. And, pillows, sheets, pillowcases. The holidays are coming up. Now is the time. Don't wait till there's a shortage. Don't wait till too many people have boarded. Go hide that stuff once you buy it. And get ready for the holidays that are coming up. Seriously. Right? Get out in front of it. God forbid. Get out in front of it and do the right thing. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Being involved, being engaged, and just really, truly, paying attention. How's that? All right.
Just when you thought there was no, absolutely no redemption for Detroit. One Detroit Democrat is blocking a key abortion rights package that is of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's fall agenda. She's got so much. You can't get even more further left than her. Seriously. And this is her first time joining Republicans on this kind of legislation. You see the same thing with the Republicans in Louisiana. All right? I mean, again, they seem to very much be on the side of life, on the side of people's rights, on the side of parental rights, on a regular basis. Now, State Representative Karen Whitsett, who represented the 4th House District covering parts of Detroit and Dearborn, she voted against the Reproduction Health Act. Don't you? I love how they do that. The Reproduction, they should call it the Kill the Baby Act. The 11-bill abortion access package, House Bills 4949 through 59, would amend several laws that hinder abortion access. You know why it matters? This is perfect. Because it's a slim margin or a slim majority. 56-54. The Detroit lawmakers' vote has a lot of power, especially on some of the key votes. Now, Whitsett tells Axios that she's not just going to be a rubber stamp for Democrats. She needs to know more before voting to allow the state Medicaid funds to be used for abortions. Right? And repealing a mandatory 24-hour waiting period for patients from the time of a consultation to the time of the procedure. And here's the funny thing about it. All right? I mean, this is great. They attack their own. You're not a real Democrat because you won't vote for this. No, I'm actually using my brain cells. Is that why I'm not a real Democrat? I mean, think about the stories that we've done about Democrats that have switched their party, whether it's a Republican or independent, Democrats who have voted no, and instead of saying that, well, the Democrat decided that he or she had done some homework and know this law was bad, what they say is, no, no, she's voting along with Republicans. Why? The only reason you do that is to attack them, right? She went on to say, to attack me? Someone who's actually been through a 24-hour waiting process to receive the procedure? I'm the person preventing this? I just need to know why they feel like that safeguard should be repealed. See, again, they're playing, very much playing on your emotions. And I say that because if you think about it, you think about some of these young girls that, I'm involved with the local pregnancy center. And when you think about the emotional state that these young girls are in after they find out they're pregnant, the rash decision, the quick decision to do these kind of things right there on the tip of their tongue. Really? Why not give them time to think? Work it through. Process it. Tammy always tells me that, women need time to process things. They need the time to work things through in their head. You know, men do a lot of knee-jerk, stupid stuff. We already know this. Whitsett says she's not the only Democrat opposed to the proposal. She cited House Fiscal Analysis Report estimating allowing Medicaid for abortions would increase the state Medicare costs from $2 million to $6 million a year. What are they paying for abortions out there? She went on to say, are there going to be abortion clinics at every corner? I mean, she's got three terms. They keep voting her back in, so apparently they like the way she thinks. They like how she thinks things through. And this is what I'd say to you other Democrats out there, you legislators. Don't worry about what you're hearing the loud voices say. You know what's right in your heart. You know what the right thing to do is. That's what you should. That's how you should not be voting at the volume of the noise coming at you. You should be voting for what you know to be truth, what's right, and how to protect people. Then the main sponsor of the bill, Lori Pahutsky, she's also a Democrat, tells Axios that while a couple of members needed some clarification on the proposal, she thinks Whitsett is mischaracterizing the amount of Democrat opposition there actually is. You know, the funny thing about it is even here in California, I've got friends, yes, friends of the Democrats, go figure, up in Sacramento in California that don't like what goes through. Let me tell you, I'm not going to call them cowards, but some of the reasons they vote for this stuff is they go, look, they know it's going to go through anyhow. If they vote against it, they'll have committee positions taken away from them. Right? They won't be the boys' club anymore. And it's the only way they can get things done to get some of their bills put out there is to go along. I just don't buy that. Kohutsky tells that that never went to the meetings with the doctors, the lawyers. It was made available for them. Of course they did, because the doctors and the lawyers that you're putting in that room are on your side to begin with. Why don't you bring in a mix? Bring in the ones that will fight it from the other side. Seriously. We don't see it that often. And you hear about it. You hear these, if you listen to the hearings that are going on in some of these state with some of these state legislators, you never really hear the side, the opposition side in strength. Anyway, she went on, she went on to say, she's saying that she's delusional. The Speaker's office is well aware of who I've met with, where I've met, and what my concerns are. Many of these other Democrats I speak of have the same concerns I have. Although she declined a name, I wouldn't name them either. Because it's like throwing them in the meat grinder. Why would you do that? All right, and she has split for them for good reason before. She was one of three Democrats to vote within the Republican majority for auto insurance reform. Ooh. Now, see, first thing that goes to my head, because I haven't looked at the bill, is the auto insurance companies wanted more money. Right? They want to be able to charge higher premiums. And that's where they stepped in and said, no, you're not going to do that. Well, if they don't get higher premiums, the Dems running for office, where's their money going to come from, right? She thanked former President Trump for saving her life during a White House meeting, touting that hydroxychloroquine in 2020, an unproven COVID-19 treatment, worked for her. Yeah, that really put her in the crap house. But think about how far they're willing to go. You had procedures that worked. You could talk to people today, Democrat and Republican, that did that. That did the ivermectin, right? Hydroxychloroquine. And it worked for them. So why would you say no? Why would you not allow? These Dems are voting for you to be able to take your own life with pills. But you do what you think you should do to your body the way you want it done, and yet you couldn't take those drugs. You weren't allowed to buy those drugs to make you better. Oh. With a thin majority of Democrats, first in 40 years, you know, she's making a difference. If we can get a few more Democrats to speak up like this, even just a handful. Look, you're not going to stop. There's going to be a lot of voters out there going to vote Dem because they're Dem. Grandma was Dem. Dad was Dem. Everybody was a Dem. They're just going to vote Dem, period. End of discussion. Right? But there's also a lot of them that are willing to vote for the person that wants to do the right thing. So why not some of you Democrats who really feel the same way some Republicans feel? Open your mouth. They're going to vote for you. You know that. Just because it says Democrat, they're going to vote for you. Stop being afraid of your party. Stop being afraid of the leaders of your party. Come out against them. Push back. Make noise. Do not allow them to get away with this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Write it down. Grab the app offline. We have apps at the Apple Store and the Google Store. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins will join me in the next hour to talk about your legal rights. We'll be back in a minute.